My name is Abigail Grace Garland. I'm 11 years old, and my dad's a professional speaker, and my mom's an eye doctor. So ever since I was 4 years old, my dad would tuck me into bed at night and teach me affirmations. It was so fun that he and I together created a program called Alphabet Affirmations, and we began to teach it to children to use it to believe in themselves. Then at 7 years old, my family and I created the Peace Through Participation Charitable Foundation, and it supports the self-worth and self-esteem in children from all races, religions, and regions of the world.
So I'm excited because every year we choose a charity to donate. We're always about giving back, and we do charitable collections. And other years we've done, you know, getting people out of sex slavery and supporting children in Africa, building schools. And when I found out about Abigail's charity, I really wanted to bring her here, especially since she could be here and talk, and I'm so excited. So you're only 10 years old, and you have your own business card, and you have your own charity. So how do you feel about that? How does it make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel amazing.
I'm so excited to have you here. It's just like, so on your business card, it says that you are a philanthropreneur. And I don't know who here has heard of a philanthropreneur. Okay, so tell us what a philanthropreneur is.
So my daddy says it's a combination of being a philanthropist and being an entrepreneur. Therefore, being a philanthropreneur is someone who uses their business skills to give back to charity.
That's so awesome. So tell us about your charity.
So my charity is called the Peace Through Participation Charitable Foundation, and it supports the self-worth and self-esteem in children from all races, religions, and regions of the world.
And how do you do that?
So we believe that all children deserve to experience inner peace and world peace. Therefore, all contributions fund the much-needed programs that produce much-needed results.
So what do you do? So what exactly does your charity do to help support these kids to build their self-esteem?
So when you make a donation, is that what you're asking?
What does it go to?
So when you make a donation right now, it will be used to fund one of our three pillars of participation. The first pillar is personal appearance, the second pillar is personal growth, and the third pillar is personal environment. The first pillar, personal appearance, is broken down into three specific categories. The first category is the mobile eye care clinics within it. And the second one is dental care, and the third category is clothing. Just last year alone, one of our mobile eye care clinics saw over 30,000 school children in need.
Wow.
The second pillar is personal growth, and we have the annual Girl Self-Esteem Conference that we host every single October, which is next month. With the Women's Journey Foundation, and that hosted over 500 girls last year. And those girls came from homeless shelters and orphanages and boarding schools, so less fortunate kids. Then the third pillar funds the virtual and live workshops for parents who want to raise conscious, confident, and compassionate children.
And what does that, teach the parents? So it teaches the parents how to foster this in their children?
Yes.
Oh, that's cool. And that's a virtual online program?
Yeah.
So all of them can participate in?
Yes.
Wow. So why'd you start this charity?
Well, I realized I'm blessed to be raised in a positive and supportive environment. However, many children aren't as blessed as me. So I decided to do something about it and help those children who are less fortunate.
Wow. That's so sweet. That's so amazing. Okay, so I want to know, what is one thing you wish adults would do that would help to foster this in children, this feeling of self-confidence and competence?
One thing I would ask adults is to make sure that their kids' voices are shown, so it makes the kids feel like they're worth something and that they're not just a kid, that they can grow up and be anything and believe that anything is possible.
So you mean that parents should not tell kids children are meant to be seen but not heard? Who heard that growing up, right? Children are meant to be seen but not heard. So you don't believe that that's a good thing to teach kids?
No.
Okay. You believe in teaching them that their voices are meant to be heard and that they have value?
Yes, because sometimes kids don't feel like they're listened to.
No. because yeah. they're like told to go away and shut up, and you don't matter, right? And not that parents do it from a place of ill meaning. They just don't really know better. They haven't been taught how to raise self-aware and self-confident kids. So what do you think the world would be like if all kids were grown up to believe that anything is possible?
I believe that it would cause a chain reaction that would affect everyone in a positive way. Here's what I mean. The parents would come home early to their dinner tables, their kids' recitals, and their kids' games, therefore making the kids happy. And then when the kids grow up and become the parents, they'll come home happy to their own dinner tables, their own kids' recitals, and their own kids' games. Mm. And the cycle continues. A chain reaction.
A chain reaction. Generation to generation to generation. Pretty cool, huh? Pretty cool. I love it. So you had over 500 girls in attendance at this conference. Where do you do this?
In Santa Ana, which is Southern California.
Oh, sweet. And you guys live in Southern California.
Yes.
So that's near where you live. 500 people. Holy, 500 kids. And they don't have to pay anything to come. You completely support it by the donations that you collect.
Yes.
And these are kids that normally would not be able to afford to come to a conference and pay money to be there.
Mm-hmm.
That is so cool. All right, so how did you feel to do this conference and have these 500 kids come to this conference? How did it feel for you to be able to do that?
It made me feel really great because when I looked around at the kids, there are less fortunate kids that came from less fortunate communities. So to give them the type of gift to learn from each other and from the speakers was wonderful. And also, when I looked around at the other volunteers, I noticed that I was the only child who's helped support the conference. And it made me feel like even though I'm just a little kid, I can still make a big difference.
That's so cool, right? No matter how what size you are, you can make a big difference. And what I loved what you said, it's helping them with their esteem, so it's helping each person individually. But when we have a world that's loaded with children that raise up to be adults that have self-esteem, what does that mean for the world? What does that mean for world peace? What does that mean, you know, in terms of the current, you know, range of craziness that goes on, hate crimes, etc.? If you're raised with feeling good about yourself and you build that, what is that doing for world peace, right? So would you say that your charity is contributing to world peace?
Yes, it's called Peace Through Participation.
Peace Through Participation, right? I love it. So what advice would you give to people after hearing about the positive impact that you're making?
I'd like to ask everyone in the audience to imagine themselves and close their eyes. I'd like to ask everyone in the audience to imagine themselves being the best version that they can be.
Mm.
Can you begin to imagine what is possible? Can you begin to picture yourself making a massive impact in this world? Now, imagine yourself and everything stays the same. You wouldn't be living your life to your fullest potential, would you? It's up to me, and it's up to you, and it's up to everyone in the audience to take action right now and make a difference.
Thank you. So, amazing. Dad's a public professional speaker.
Yes.
Do we think we have a budding professional speaker right here? Already? Right? At age 11? Yeah. You're amazing.
Thank you.
All right. So what we've done is we want to ask your help for this, to help support some of these underprivileged kids who may be growing up in environments where no, there's not as much love and support, and their confidence is down because, you know, that's the way they grew up. And so to get them to this conference and to get the parents the education that they need so they can better support their kids. So we made a little drive for you to share in this, and we're going to pass out a form. And we're going to give back to you for everything that you donate to the charity. So I reached out to a lot of my colleagues who very generously offered some prizes to people who donate. So basically, you're gonna get probably double the value of what you donate back in programs and services that can support you in your businesses, in your practices, and in your life. So if you are ready to make a $100 donation, you are going to get Ocean Robbins 2019, the latest one, Food Revolution Summit Empowerment Package, which sells for $197, and which is lifetime access, and it's got 25 experts and all the stuff that you heard about from Ocean. If you already have purchased that, then you may donate that to someone you care about who you want to empower to change their life. If you choose to do a $250 donation, you are going to get the same, you're going to get Ocean's Empowerment Package plus Trisha Nelson's Emotional Eating Breakthrough Session that is valued at $400. So you get both of those things for a $250 donation. Now, if you go to a $500 donation, you're going to get J.J. Virgin's You the Brand course, which is an amazing course which helps you as a practitioner to identify your niche, your message, and how to take it out into the world. And she sells that online for $1,000. So you're going to get that. Plus the two things above, plus Steph Jackson has a functional probiotics home study course, which you're going to hear about tomorrow. Well, you're not going to hear about that. You're going to hear about probiotics, and you're going to hear about microbiome. But that's an online professional program that sells for $1,000. So basically, if you donate at the $500 level, you're going to get to $2,500 or more worth of value back. And those, I will vouch for, I've done both of those programs, and they're amazing. So we're just, you know, saying thank you, and our generous sponsors, donators, believe in the charity that Abigail's doing and would love to support you. Now, here's the thing. We have, for the top five contributors, anybody that donates $500 or more, the top five are going to get all of the above. Plus, one of my colleagues, her name is Cassia Kynes, she has an EBV recovery program, Epstein-Barr virus. And who has worked with clients who have EBV? Challenging. If you haven't, you may be working with clients who have EBV, and they don't know it, and you don't know it. And she has a program that she's launching online for $1,500, and the top five donators are getting that included in this bundle. Plus, Dr. Alan Hopkins, who's going to be speaking tomorrow, has generously donated a $500 voucher that you can go to his site and order $500 worth of lab testing. So that alone is worth it, okay? So we really believe in this charity that Abigail has started, and we'd like you to donate from the bottom of your heart, but you're getting back a lot of great stuff that you can use in your practice and in your support of other people. So, but wait, there's more. We decided that we want to match, and the way we're going to match is for every donation that you make up to $500, or that, what did we say, $1,000? That we will match in terms of a voucher that you can use towards any of our programs. So if you want to, you know, continue your education, you can use that. So for every dollar you donate, you're going to get a dollar back to use towards your furthering your education. So if you're donating at the $500 level, just to say, for example, and say you did $525 and you turned out to be, or $500 or $600 or whatever, and you turned out to be in that top 10, you're getting $1,000 from us, you're getting $1,000 from Steph, you're getting $1,000 from JJ, you're getting $1,500 from Cassia, and you're getting $500 from Dr. Alan Hopkins' lab. So it's a total, I didn't even add it up, $500, $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000, it's about $5,500 worth of products and stuff that you can use to grow your practice. So I don't want to sound like I'm a big salesperson here and selling you on doing this, but I believe that what we give, we get back. And so I believe in giving back to people who are generously donating. And I really appreciate our sponsors, our speakers who have donated so generously to helping you to make a decision. Like, it's kind of a no-brainer to donate $500 if you're going to get $5,000 back in usable services. So I encourage you to fill out this form and then take it to the back of the room and give it to any one of our volunteers or staff in the back, and, you know, just decide how much you want to donate. What happened last year was people kept going back and going, where am I? Am I in the top five? Oh, here's an extra $20. Am I in the top? I'm not anymore. Here's an extra $20. And we had this kind of healthy competition for people wanting that. I will say that the top contributor And this is a minimum of $1,000 donation. So if you want to really get in and get five, you're going to get $10,000 worth of stuff, is Summer Bach. Who's heard of Summer Bach? Okay, she has a program. It's the Summer Bach Fermentationist Certification Course, which she sells for $5,000. And she has donated that to the top contributor if you make $1,000 or more. So it's kind of a no-brainer to donate, because you get to support Abigail's charity and all the wonderful work she's doing to create. Imagine if I'm gonna do the imagine now, okay?
Okay.
Imagine if every kid in the world could speak like she can, who can motivate and has the heart to go out there and change the world. Can you imagine a world? What would our world be like? What will our world be like in 10, 20 years when these Abigails grow up and are running the world? You think it'll be a little bit better place than now?
Yeah.
Yay, right? So from the bottom of my heart, I'm so excited. When your dad told me about this charity, I'm like, okay, that's our charity for Shine, because I'm so excited. So thank you all for a long day. If anybody wants to stay, run to the back, do your donations. If you want to stay for Q&A and wrap up, you can. If not, totally understand, we're way over time, and we are going to have an amazing day tomorrow.